Well, the negative momentum of recent sessions continued on Monday. The ASX 200 at no time during the session looked like it was going to have the wherewithal to recover from early weakness, and it finished down by about 21 points, or a little under 0.4%. So that marks the third consecutive decline for the ASX 200. And when you look ahead to the remainder of the week, it's difficult to isolate any potential positive catalysts, at least, because it's a pretty lean menu as far as economic offerings are concerned, both domestically and offshore. But there will be quite a few company reports to look forward to over the course of coming days. So when you look at the market today, the main determinant of its decline was really the weakness that we saw in the banks. So all of the big four lenders were lower, led by the CBA, which was down by about 0.9%. Balancing that, there were some good outcomes where the miners were concerned, BHP and Rio, which rose by more than 1%, but it was Fortescue Metals that stood out with a gain of 6%, and that all came down to less about their full year profit result, which they reported today. That was in line with the market's expectations, with a $2.1 billion full year net profit, but it was their dividend situation that really grasped the attention of buyers. So their final dividend of 25 cents per share was much better than expected. And just to give you a sense of how much better, that represented a 52% payout of NPAT, up from 36% in the last dividend. And they foreshadowed a continuation of that approach, targeting a 50 to 80% payout of earnings. So that's why the shares were up by 6%. Elsewhere, on the other side of the coin, we had BlueScope Steel falling by more than 20% after a very dour outlook. Elsewhere, Vocus Communications distinguished itself along similar lines with a decline of 16%, having KKR and Affinity Equity Partners walk away from a potential bid without even offering a bid, having conducted due diligence for quite some time. Comparisons to TPG, which were up by 1%, and Telstra shares down by about 0.75%. The Aussie dollar was also weaker today, trading around 79.2 US cents.